I just don't. I can't. I want it to be good, but it's EA.
It's Friday, June 15th, 2019. It's time for your bi-weekly Nerd Overload. Dissecting the cadavers of the video game industry, this is the Noob Shelter Podcast, Episode 2. Rent is too damn high, and broadcasting live from Noob Shelter HQ, somewhere deep underneath the city of Tacoma, Washington, I am Matt Fugitive.
From the depths of his not-so-secret or subterranean lair on the outskirts of Federalis Way, the link-dropping chatmaster himself, it's Freebird.
You gotta do the caca yourself, man.
Caca! Caca! We don't have that sound effect, huh?
I will get one.
I'll have to find one.
Of course you will. And from way further south than the previous two gentlemen on here, it's Fade to Black. They're three stories up.
Good evening to you gentlemen, and good evening to all of you listening there at noobshelter.com/live, Noob Shelter Podcast. We're back for our second episode. I'm really, really happy about this. We have a bit of a conundrum, though, because we have two separate sets of show notes. Because when I was working, when I started compiling for episode one, for episode two, we didn't realize, or I didn't realize, that E3 was right around the corner. Was actually,
I wasn't paying a lot of attention to that myself.
This is what we get for doing bi-weekly podcasts. It's my fault. So I did what I thought best, and that was I created two different show docs. So we're going to have a lot of notes going up on the website after the show's over with. And those notes are going to be a combination of everything I covered or I monitored at E3 and all the rest of the going on. So we don't really have any breaking news. So we're just gonna, I'm just gonna check in with you guys. How are you guys doing? John, how's it going tonight?
Freaker! Good. I'm so, I got it. I don't know. Right. Just not new.
What's going on with the hot sauce?
I did get three new bottles. Just showed up yesterday.
Why does that not surprise me?
Well, I'm interested in the hot sauce. I get them monthly. He is the hot sauce connoisseur of Le Noob Shelter.
So I think obsessed is more than, yeah.
Well, yeah, he's obsessed.
I don't usually open them all. I make sure I'm making room for them in the fridge, and there's different ones for different food.
It's my obsession. My obsession. What do you want me to do? I got hot sauce in my poo.
Maybe you might be partially right, I suppose. I do have 11 scorpion peppers growing out on the deck.
Ooh. Yeah.
What are those on the Scoville?
It's the one right below the Carolina Reaper, which is the hottest on record.
So you got Carolina Reaper, and then you have yours, your scorpion pepper.
Yeah, these are the Trinidad and Moruga scorpions.
Nice.
Yeah, they're going to be interesting. So, I don't know which one's which, though.
So I heard of a pepper called the chocolate boula. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, the chocolate boula. That's a chocolate ghost pepper.
Where is that on the... Where is that? Is that like... Is the Carolina Reaper like the hottest of hottest, and that's just somewhere on the line below it?
Pretty much. Okay. At least as far as like Guinness records and properly tested.
Okay, yeah. Because I was curious because I saw something along... many moons ago on YouTube, some redneck guy ate one of those chocolate brulas and was like cursing and throwing up everything. It's like, oh my God, my mouth's on fire. So, and drinking beer, which I'm
that
sure didn't
just
help.
Kind of reminds me of, you know, that kind of pepper just seems like you would use it, and then you'd have your hot sauce for ice cream.
I don't think this one's the chocolate bootla. I don't think it's anywhere near as hot as the Reapers or the Scorpion. It's not nearly ugly enough.
I'll have to look and
that's
see
a good
if
point.
I can find
it. It looks like the just your traditional pepper, but a little bit more wrinkly.
I'll have to look and see if I can find that YouTube guy again. I'll shoot you the link to that so you can.
Yeah,
look at it. It says it's
approximately 2 million Scoville heat units.
Ooh, okay. So, Mike, what have you been up to, man? What's going now?
Well, just work. Actually looking forward to checking out Fallout 76 since it's free to play this weekend.
So
and
it's
enjoying a tasty alcoholic beverage.
Is it free to play on what console?
Xbox One.
Okay. I'll have to check it out, maybe. Maybe, if I have time. I got a lot going on. This weekend, tomorrow, in fact, is my daughter's birthday. She's going to be 7 years old.
Cool.
So it's a big deal for her. And I asked her where she wants to go out to eat because I'm going to take her out to dinner, her and her brother. And she's like, I want to go to the AAA buffet. Okay. No problem. Instant win. I raise my kids right. They want to go get Chinese food. That's my children. That's my birthday.
Yeah.
So I'm doing perfectly okay. There's a new possible lady in my life.
Cool.
So there's that. And like I said, you know, the girl's got her birthday coming up. Work has been work. I did my first official code push on Wednesday evening.
Fantastic.
Pretty simplistic. I just changed some wording and then shot it up to the server.
Hey,
but hey, it was something, and I figured out I knew where everything was because they've been training me, or they've had the original programmer come in and train me on his code, so I know where everything is. Kill it with fire!
Fire! Fire! Fire!
Yes! Wait, fire! Did you forget about your 9 o'clock phone call?
That wasn't me.
That was me.
Damn it, Michael.
You're fired!
Hey, don't even. I ignored the call. Thank you very much.
Technical malfunction.
Anyways, moving on.
Having fun with your soundboard there, dude.
Yeah, well, you know, you deserved every single one of those.
No, I didn't. So, like I said, you've done way worse.
Yeah, I did. I took a call in the middle of a show one time when we were doing the video.
Exactly.
All right, so gentlemen, let's go ahead and dive into the E3. If you will turn your attention to the document labeled Noob Shelter Podcast -E3-E0002.
E3 podcast. Go.
We will get started. So E3 came and went, and it was all quite boring. Did any of you guys see anything from E3?
There really wasn't too much, to be honest. Just scrolling through the list because I don't even remember much of it. Yeah, they teased at Psychonauts 2 again, but
right,
all the hype was up when the first time they dropped the trailer.
Yeah.
So
Square Enix always looks good, though.
So I kind of watched what everybody had on Thursday. I kind of did a major data dump into my mind. The first thing that I checked out, of course, the first story that I caught coming out of E3 was the Epic Game Store, their little launcher. They're still trying to pummel Steam into the ground.
Oh, of course.
They're giving away a free game every week for the rest of 2019. Now, mind you, these are probably not going to be AAA titles. I mean, maybe they will.
Maybe, but the ones they own.
According to the article that I have here, Epic is extending its weekly free game promotion until the end of the year. Epic has announced that the Epic Game Store will be offering one free game each week for the rest of the year. Epic previously gave away a free game once every 2 weeks, but has since expanded it to one per week during its first ever summer sale. It appears that it has proven popular because it'll now be the norm for the remainder of 2019. So, a couple games that are going to be released, I think that are going to be free. Chivalry 2, Auto Chess, Zombie Army 4, Dead War. And they're all going to be Epic Store exclusives at launch. Or maybe that's just what they're going to be releasing as exclusives. The article doesn't really say. It's poorly written. So, thoughts? Nothing?
It's just another way they're trying to artificially drive more into their launcher.
Yeah, I agree, definitely. Well, the battle rages on. So EA had their little what have you. Not much. In fact, I'm just going to call it right now and say that Microsoft won E3, if it was a competition. Sega came in a very solid second place, almost close to first. I would say that Microsoft and Nintendo would have tied if Microsoft had a little bit more content. But everybody else at E3 was kind of boring. EA showed off a new Battlefield 5 map content, U.S. versus Japan Pacific content. Of course, we have the whole freaking... I don't have it loaded here, so I can't play it, but whatever. FIFA 2020. They're talking about Apex Legends.
FIFA.
Yeah, fuck FIFA.
Well, and if the loot box thing goes through, what's going to happen to their business model when it comes to FIFA?
It's going to tank. Apex Legends Season 2 is going to be coming out. And then, of course, the big game that everyone's talking about from EA is Jedi Fallen Order. And I saw the trailer for that, and that looked friggin' amazing. Friggin' amazing. Looked good.
I want it to be good, but it's EA.
What? Fallen Order?
Uh-huh. Isn't it going out through one of the sub-companies, isn't it?
I don't know. That's a good question. Why don't you look that up while I move on down the list?
Yeah.
So the next on the list was Bethesda. Bethesda didn't have much in the way of anything for the most part. So much so that I just dropped a link in there.
Respawn Entertainment.
They talked about Doom, Fallout, Elder Scrolls, Wolfenstein, and more. Commander Keen is going to be coming out as a free-to-play mobile 2D side-scroller.
Looks like we're having some issues in chat.
Ping timeout. I'm not sure what that is. Oh, it's somebody
else.
No
worries. No worries.
It's somebody coming in and coming out, or their computer is all bunky. Let's see. We're still streaming, so we're good. Nuclear Winter for Fallout 76 is coming. Elder Scrolls Blades for Nintendo Switch. We have Elder Scrolls Online. They were talking about the Scalebreaker Dungeon DLC.
Of course, just to elaborate a little bit, the Nuclear Winter is a new game mode that's basically...
Oh, okay.
A battle royale similar to Apex Legends and Fortnite that Bethesda is including in Fallout 76.
Oh, yeah, I see that here. An upcoming 52-player Nuclear Winter battle royale mode. Yeah, that's...
It'll be live June 17th.
During the free-to-play period.
No. It'll be live after the free-to-play period.
June 10th through the 17th. It is now June 14th. The free-to-play period is from the 10th to the 17th.
I understand, but the pre-beta Nuclear Winter will not be available until the 17th.
They just said they're going to be launching a preview of it between the 10th and the 17th.
Well, that's a preview. It's not going to go live until the 17th.
Okay, whatever.
Jesus. Yeah. Arguing.
Yeah.
What have I told you about that?
You're fired!
Yes, yes, you are.
Anyways, moving on down the list here. So, Elder Scrolls 6 was talked about. Not much really out of there. Looking forward to it, though. They just kind of hinted at it.
Ish. I mean, that's...
No. I'm looking forward to it. I'm just saying they didn't really... They didn't offer real news about it, but...
Yeah. But it is the game that they're going to be right including now. Including Skyrim Grandma into...
Yeah.
As an NPC. So...
And then... Wolfenstein Cyberplot and Wolfenstein Youngblood, they talked about. They talked about Rage 2, Ghostwire Tokyo, Deathloop. Deathloop looked a little interesting. It's by the Dishonored creators. Commander Keen Mobile, that's a rehash of the old Commander Keen games. But
yeah.
You could tell how excited we were.
Translate to mobile.
Yeah. You could tell how excited we were for this. We were so right? excited. Oh, my God. Ubisoft did their thing. Not much going on. Two big things coming out of it, though. Watchdog Legion is coming out next year, March 6th. I don't have any links for you to drop in this, John, other than the one.
Nope. I dropped the Bethesda one once
I saw that
figured too. Out which one we were on again. Mm-hmm.
And then also, Ubisoft announced a $15 per month subscription, just like EA All Access, just like Xbox Game Pass.
Of course.
That'll get you access to over 100 different Ubisoft games.
Well, that's just it, though. I think the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate is a better deal because the $15 a month, you're not only getting Game Pass, but you're getting. Xbox Live Gold and Game Pass for PC.
We're going to get to that in just a bit here because I have some Game Pass news that I want to talk about.
News.
Square news. Enix did their thing. Crystal Dynamics, a company that they ate. Their long-awaited Avengers game comes out May 15th of next year. And
that one
looks
pretty good.
Everybody hates it.
I don't know. It looked pretty good, and it was gameplay they were showing.
Yeah. But everybody hates the fact that none of the characters in this Avengers game look anything like their MCU counterparts. But you know what? I don't care. I like it. The gameplay looked amazing. I thought it looked slick. I don't care what the guys look like. I don't expect them to look like their MCU counterparts all the freaking time. You know?
Right.
Well, I think it's actually completely ridiculous because, I mean, as far as I recall, it's not based off of the movies.
Exactly. It's its own thing. Totally its own thing. So going back up the list here, because I got this kind of spread out, let's go into Nintendo. Nintendo had a really good showing. They're not usually at E3. They have a booth there. But they usually do these things, I'm sure you guys have all heard of them, called Nintendo Directs, mm-hmm. where the president of Nintendo Company Limited in Japan will say a word, will come out and present some games, and then the president of Nintendo will say some games. This year, though, it's kind of sad because, you know, Reggie, the president of Nintendo of America, retired in April. So his new replacement, Doug Bowser... Fitting last name.
The intro was amusing.
Yes, it was. Is the new president of Nintendo of America, and he did a pretty good job, I think. Now I'm not going to talk about all the games that were announced. Just some of them that I think people will get a kick out of. Cadence of Hyrule is based on the Cadence video game series, but takes place in the Legend of Zelda universe. It is produced by a third-party company. One of the gripes people had with this game was you have to move bass to music, You can actually, they confirm that you can turn that feature off. So it's still kind of like a tactical RPG similar to Fire Emblem. But yeah. So.
Okay.
Pokemon Sword and Shield. Looking forward to that. Pretty much it's the same premise as any Pokemon game, with the exception that it takes place in an England-type setting. One of the downfalls of that game that I heard was you can only bring over certain Pokemon from certain games. Not all of your Pokédex will transfer over. That's Why? Pissing a lot of people off, too. Who knows? Somebody was quoted as saying 800 Pokemon types would be incredibly challenging to program into a game. They shot themselves in the foot with Pokemon by expanding it so much. I mean, I get that you did it, but now you've hit the wall, the proverbial wall. So, one of the other big games that is really intriguing me is Minecraft Dungeons. John, did you hear about that one?
Yeah, the
that looks like a Diablo game.
I thought we had a link for that one.
Interesting.
We did not. It's like a Diablo ish type game, same mechanics with Minecraft esque with Minecraft overlay.
A quick thought on Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Yeah,
if they were, it, you know, this is just off the top of my head. It's like maybe they could have just released it with the original Pokemon that came out, and then just continue adding as they go.
They already did that with Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Pokemon Let's Go Eevee, and I believe those two games will be compatible with Sword and Shield.
Well, that's cool.
Yep. And Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee, I believe, have the same issue. I don't know about transferring. I know that you can link the two games up with your Pokemon Go account, but I believe you can only import Generation 1 type Pokemon from Pokemon Go. So, because I've already looked into it, because we own Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu. They're making a new Spyro game. They finally gave up on the whole, we're going to do the Skylanders thing. Spyro's finally getting his own game again. Mm-hmm. Looks interesting. Another big one for a lot of the Nintendo fans is Animal Crossing coming out in 2020. This one's going to be taking place in a tropical setting. They're coming out with a Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild sequel. They showed a little bit of that. Another big announcement was Luigi's Mansion 3.
That looked good.
That looked amazing. I'm going to get it. For the RPG fans out there, Dragon Quest XI Definitive Edition.
Looks awesome.
I played Dragon Melody. Warrior, but I never really got into Definitive Edition. Hello to our chat room tonight. How's everybody doing? One game that is coming out that I'm really excited to play, because I never played it when it was on Game Boy, is Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening. I missed that one on Game Boy for some reason. I don't remember why.
I might have a copy kicking around.
Ooh, I'd like to borrow it.
I'll see if I still have a copy.
Original? Like, okay, what system?
It's for the game. Well, Link's Awakening, they're remaking it for the Nintendo Switch.
Okay. But what was it originally released on?
Game Boy.
The original Game Boy.
The original Game Boy, yes.
Okay.
And then they did
a Link's Awakening. You gotta be more specific, man. There are like 5,000 or 6,000 different kinds of Game Boys now.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
They did the Link's Awakening, and then there was a Link's Awakening DX that was for the Game Boy Color that added two special dungeons.
Yep, that is correct.
Interesting.
Another big news that I'm kind of happy about is they're releasing this thing called the Collection of Mana. One of the games that I wanted to play religiously when it was out on the SNES, and I never got my hands on it because I was too busy playing Earthbound, was a game called Secret of Mana.
That was a good game.
They are releasing the prequel to that game, Final Fantasy Adventure, for the Game Boy. Secret of Mana for the SNES, and then the never-released Trials of Mana that was released on the Famicom, Super Famicom, back in Japan. They're releasing all of this in a collection for the Switch. On top of it, they're also releasing a Switch remake of Trials of Mana, which is the sequel to Secret of Mana.
Might have to just consider getting a Switch with all these Mana games coming back out.
I know,
right?
It's looking good.
Well, I mean, the Switch is going to be my wife, going to be my wife and I's next console purchase anyway. But this is like, damn.
Witcher 3 Complete Edition, of course. Fire Emblem Three Houses. Resident Evil is being remade for the Switch.
Could be interesting.
Yep. No More Heroes 3. They're making a new Contra game called Contra Rogue Corps. Brand new Contra game. And they're also simultaneously, or actually available now, is the Contra Collection. So any and all Contra game, there must have been, I think, from what I saw, like 30 different Contra games, are now available in a package in the Nintendo eShop. That is insane. Including the original Contra, Super C, Contra 3. And then another game that I'm really excited about is Panzer Dragoon. They are releasing Panzer Dragoon for the Nintendo Switch. I remember playing that on the Sega Saturn, and it was so good of a game. That and Knights in the Dreams. I love those two games. And then, of course, the last biggest announcement is they announced not one but two Smash Brothers DLC characters coming out. The first one that they announced was the hero from Dragon Quest XI. He's the main protagonist that you play as throughout the game. And he's going to have a couple of different skins that you can throw on him from various different Dragon Hero games. And then the big DLC that's coming that kind of took everybody by surprise was Banjo-Kazooie.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you guys don't remember, Banjo-Kazooie was a game back on the N64. They made a sequel of that. The company that developed it was Rare. Rare was bought by Microsoft. The only time you've ever seen Banjo-Kazooie recently, unless you own an N64 and an original cartridge, or if you have an emulator, is on Xbox.
I've been playing it on Games Pass, or I did.
Yeah, exactly. You can get it on Games Pass. So I am quite excited that Microsoft and Rare have teamed up with Nintendo to give us Banjo-Kazooie as a DLC fighter. That's going to be amazing. So, yeah, and that was pretty much what I got out of Nintendo. Now, going over to Microsoft, the winners of this, the Outer Worlds, they're going to be getting a copy of it. It's not just going to be Epic. That's going to be released October 25th.
For Xbox, yes.
For Xbox. And that looks like a really good game.
Yeah, I was probably going to get it for Xbox One anyways. Mm-hmm. Just because I don't have to worry about whether or not hardware can keep up with it.
Right?
Yeah. Ori Will of the Wisps is an indie game that's coming out February of next year. And that's going to be direct released on Xbox and part of the Xbox Game Pass on release day. That looked like a really interesting game that I want to play. Minecraft Dungeons, of course, they talked about more. Jedi Fallen Order, of course, is coming to Xbox. Here's the big one that everybody's been waiting and wanting to hear about. The Cyberpunk 2077. And they had a special surprise for everybody. That's going to be coming out April next year, a couple days after my birthday, April 16th. The big announcement was Keanu Reeves is actually playing a role in that video game.
Cyberpunk.
Yeah, that's going to be. And he actually came out and greeted the whole audience and then had this to say, of course.
Cyberpunk.
He said more than that, but that just sounded too good to not isolate. So I was like, yeah, I gotta
get it. Yeah.
Another big title coming out from Microsoft is Battletoads. Their Rare department is re-releasing Battletoads. I don't know how I feel about it. The gameplay looks good. The animation, the I don't know. It looks off a bit, but I'll give it a shot.
You think anyone will be able to beat the bike level?
Probably not. You know, I actually got to the final boss on the original Battletoads many, many moons ago. I did. I remember getting to What's-Her-Face and whipping her and beat. And she kept. I never got past her, though, for some reason. I don't remember why. But I got to her. I got to her. No cheats, no Game Genie, none of that stuff. Couldn't afford that stuff. In fact, the first time I ever bought a Game Genie was 2 years ago.
Mm.
Yeah, it's
why.
It's hanging on my wall because I collect vintage, I collect old school video games.
Oh, so I'm a collector. So you didn't buy it to use. You bought it for the
I used it on a couple of games just to, you know, make sure it works and everything. But yeah, I got it to add to my collection. So, Halo Master Chief Collection, speaking of collections, is going to be coming on the PC via the Xbox Game Pass.
Yep.
Woo! I'm looking forward to that.
That'd be interesting.
And then, of course, they talked about the Xbox Game Pass going Ultimate for $14.99 a month. And, of course, if you have a current Xbox Game Pass account or Xbox Live Gold account, you can upgrade your account and you'll be prorated, something like that. I'm not exactly sure, but I did it anyways. Here's what happened to me. Here's my scenario. I have Xbox Live Gold, and I pay monthly for Xbox Game Pass, okay? I got my Xbox Live Gold account back in, I want to say, I paid for it back in February or March, whenever I got my tax return. I think it was like the middle or end of March. So we're in like the middle of June now. And I've already expelled like 2 months worth of gold, right? Give or take. And I'm only paying monthly for the Xbox Game Pass.
Mm-hmm.
So Microsoft has this deal, and John, you should seriously consider it.
I'm looking into that more, too.
$1 for a whole month, you get Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, which includes gold, for $1. After which, once it renews, it's $14.99 a month. Okay.
I mean, it's $5 more a month than what I'm going to be paying here anytime now.
Yeah.
And I get Xbox Live Gold included with the Game Pass. That's a fairly good deal.
And you also get Xbox Game Pass for PC, which is an additional, if you do it by itself, $5 a month.
Oh, yeah. I overlooked that part.
They didn't talk about that, but I saw that on their website when I was doing research.
Oh, the PC version will be interesting.
I dissected that for you, my listeners. That's how we roll here at the Noob Shelter. We find the crap that they don't want to talk about. The wheat from the chaff, the hidden line. Anyway, so I did the upgrade, and it gave me the warning, hey, your whole world is about to change. We're going to reboot everything, and whatever you get at the end is what you get. My Xbox Game Pass Ultimate account expires June 20th of 2020. They just kicked me back off and rebooted me for another year.
Huh.
And all I paid was a dollar.
Interesting.
Thank you, Microsoft. Cool. I'm happy with that because now I got Game Pass Ultimate and Gold for the rest of the year. It's already been paid off when I did my Xbox Live Gold renewal. I saved myself $10, $11 a month now, which will help. It's great. So
I'm looking into that as we speak.
While you're looking into that, if you want to drop a link in there, feel free to do so, John. You had talked about, I think, pre-show, or no, beginning of the segment, Psychonauts 2. I told you we were going to that. I found out that Microsoft ate Double Fine.
I saw that.
Yeah, Double Fine joined Microsoft and is now an in-house developer for Microsoft. So Psychonauts 2 is being released by Microsoft and Double Fine. That's looking interesting. I played the first one. I didn't play it all the way through. I played a little bit of it. And it was a really good game. I liked it a lot.
Did you at least make it to the Milkman?
No.
Oh, God. Go back and play it. You have to get to the Milkman.
Once I modify my original Xbox, yes, I will.
You could do that, or it's on Steam.
Oh, I think I actually have it on my Steam, too.
I got the Double Fine bundle.
Nice. Another game that caught my eye that my son's probably going to like, Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga.
The Skywalker
Saga. All 9 Star Wars movies going to be released. Dragon Ball Z Kakarot, which looks freaking amazing. I'm really excited for that. Way to the Woods was an interesting one. That one, I remember that one. That one sticks in my head. It's kind of like you're like a deer and its doe, or a deer and its baby deer, whatever a baby deer is.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody want to correct me in the chat? That's great. whatever a baby deer is called. It's not a doe. A doe is a female deer. Doe, a deer, a female deer. Anyway, so and
a
then
fawn.
you have to a fawn. Thank you very much, Mike. You have to navigate your way through darkness with glowing antlers. It looks really cool, and it's kind of like the deers are like. Wait, way to the words. That's the one I was thinking about. Yeah. Yeah, that one looked really good. I might actually try that one out. Fantasy Star Online 2 is finally coming to the States via Xbox, and it's going to be free to play.
Yay!
I'm jumping in on that.
I'm going to play me some Fantasy Star.
Borderlands 3 is coming out September 13th. Elden Ring, George R.R. Martin's game that he helped develop, looks weird AF. It is weird. I don't have a release date for that, though. I don't think I saw one. And then, of course, they talked about Halo Infinite, which is going to be on the new Scarlet hardware. And then, of course, they talked about the whole new Xbox coming in 2020. Some meh mentions from Xbox was Forza. Who gives a fuck about Forza?
Right.
This game called 12 Minutes. It looked intriguing. It's a horror strategy. It's not horror, a thriller strategy game where you have 12 minutes to figure out how to stop your wife from being killed. And you're caught in a time loop.
I didn't get nearly as long as you did.
You're caught in a time loop. You're caught in a time loop with this game. Wasteland
Next.
3. This other one, RPG Time. It looked too messy. I get the concept, but it looked too messy. It's like you got this notebook and you're playing this RPG on this notebook, and there's a lot of paper flying around. It's like, no.
So I did the upgrade.
Uh-oh.
And it says my next charge will be in August.
Oh, what did you get?
The Ultimate Game Pass.
Okay, but what did you pay? Like, what did you have prior to?
The Game Pass only.
Just the month to month, or
yeah.
Well, that's not bad.
No,
that's pretty.
No, because it was supposed to be upgrading here anytime now. So
yeah. Well, there you go. That's cool. Blair Witch. They're making a Blair Witch video game. Who cares? And then, of course, they talked
probably
about
better than the movie.
This one game, Spiritfarer. It looked interesting. You're pretty much ferrying off spirits to. You're the boatman on the River Styx, in a sense, but it's more happy looking and more pretty looking. And then they talked about the Elite Wireless Controller 2, which is
charged $1.09 apparently, not just a dollar.
Well, they got to charge the tax.
Tax, dude.
I know.
Come on,
tax.
Man.
We're
I know.
In Washington State. Okay,
Washington
here's how
State
here's
tax.
How it works. Here's how it works. If a company is based in Washington. They have to charge a sales tax. If they have if they're brick and mortar in Washington, they have to charge a sales tax.
Unfortunately, I know. I remember the whole thing with Amazon.
Poor schlubs. Microsoft is right up the street in Redmond. Like a 40-minute drive from my house.
Yeah, I almost got run over by those guys a couple times.
Yeah, right.
They drive like madmen.
Yes, they do.
So that's going to wrap up our E3 coverage.
What about the consoles?
There wasn't. I didn't see anything about any con. Oh, there was
oh,
one
you've
big
you've got
thing.
The Xtreme, the one from Sony. You've got Stadia, where they announced.
I did not see anything about Stadia in the E3.
They had their whole own thing. That's where they announced Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh, I missed that. Oh, that must have been outside of E3.
It was sort of.
That's why I was only paying attention to E3. We can catch up on that next week when we do.
Okay.
Next week.
I'll do a whole.
Yeah, you write that up.
There this time.
Write that up. Yeah, that's the other question. So, there is one question that we have on all of our minds here at Noob Shelter HQ.
Where in the world is
Sony PlayStation?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where were they?
they did not
show up. And
they had they had like an open house thing where you could play all of their games and see trailers and stuff, but it was on their own away from the whole E3 commotion.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Here's the kicker: a rep issued this statement. PlayStation fans mean the world to us, and we always want to innovate, think differently, and experiment with new ways to delight gamers. As a result, we have decided not to participate in E3 in 2019.
Okay.
That was their statement.
Right. That is a douchebag statement.
Right?
When did Sony become Apple?
Huh?
When did Sony become Apple?
When haven't they been Apple?
No, seriously. Like, because this is something Apple would do, or has done, or did. Like, Apple will be like, we're not going to go to CES, we're not going to go to this, we're not going to go to that. We're going to have our own digital conference on our own campus or wherever we have it in LA or San Francisco, and you will have to come to us to see it. That's where they showed off their 35,000 Mac Pro and their like $5,000 monitor where the stand is sold separately and the stand itself is $1,000.
Right.
This calls for it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Douchebag!
Anyways.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that.
Well, and okay, so Sony isn't exactly Apple, but Apple is just nothing but self-important, pompous asses.
That's what they're becoming. That's what Sony's becoming. It's like, oh, yeah, we're going to work on cross.
Honestly, behind the scenes, Sony didn't have that much content to present. That's why they pulled out.
I know.
Yep.
So they made a douchebag statement to sound like douchebags, but in all actuality, they had nothing.
Well, they didn't have nothing. They still had Death Stranding, which is an exclusive.
Oh, and yeah. They could have showed that
off. They already announced details for their PlayStation 5.
They could have showed that off at E3 again.
Like, do you know how big their time block is at E3?
I know. Anyways.
They wouldn't have had enough.
I think they did show Death Stranding.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, but I don't think it was in the context of Sony. I think it was in the context of the developer.
Yeah, it was Kojima going, hey, look, here's my game, guys.
Get on your knees and suck my dick.
No, he's never been like that.
I know he hasn't.
But he's not Steve Jobs. Leave him alone.
That's why he left the big company.
I know. He's legit. Right? Hojia is like legit developer. He is the Shigeru Miyamoto of the modern age.
Right.
You know, when Shigeru Miyamoto passes, like Kojima will still be there and everyone will look to him to like innovate. You know, they do look to him to innovate now. They look at both of them, but you get what I'm trying to say here. I'm not trying to knock either or. They're both important developers and I love them both to hell and back.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to not play favorites here because I really don't have a favorite. I like them both. Anyway, so that'll... there was one more thing that was kind of announced. The TurboGrafx-16 is getting a relaunch as a mini. Konami, who ate Hudson Soft, who originally developed the PC engine in Japan, a.k.a. the TurboGrafx-16 here in the States, are going to be re-releasing the TurboGrafx-16 mini.
Nice.
I am so looking forward to that because I always wanted a TurboGrafx-16 and I never owned one.
I mean, as long as they make enough so that it's not a huge fight just to get your hands on one.
Exactly.
Like they did with the freaking Nintendo.
I'm pretty sure.
Every single mini system that's come out, it's been just a fight if you want one.
Yep. No,
well,
yeah,
it's because they haven't anticipated demand, which is retarded.
Well, exactly.
Nintendo was a good, experiment with the whole mini console thing.
They did the same thing with the SNES.
They didn't think it was going to be that big of a sale.
I understand that, but they did the same freaking thing with the SNES.
Yeah, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Yeah, but then they re-released both of those mini consoles, and then there was plenty in stock. I went to the GameStop down the street from my house here. That's when I got, around Christmas time, that's when I got my two mini consoles, and they had we're not running out, we got plenty in stock, we got like another couple boxes in the back. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So nice. They learned their lesson eventually. And
Atari's got one they're working on too.
Well, that's not a mini. That's a VC. That's the new VCS.
Yeah, that thing.
We're gonna talk about that next episode because we got. I might have note or two about them, but that is definitely gonna be next week if we don't get to it today.
Sweet.
So, but I do want to take a moment here to take a break and just tell you guys to check out noobshelter.com/donate to give us some money, give us some cash, keep us on the air. If you like us, if you don't like us, then well, okay, cool. We also take show artwork, promotional materials, voiceovers, music, sound clips, show notes, archiving, and effects. We love them all. Please consider helping us out by sending all your artwork and the like to show@noobshelter.com. That is show@noobshelter.com. We'll give you credit on the show if you do anything for us. So, you know. And anything over $10 or more, you'll be an instant producer. Any donations received during the show will be given producer credit for the next show. So, give me some money. Give us some money.
Give me some money. I love how you changed that.
Give me some money. So we did a lot of, and I actually do have a clip that I don't have with me right now. I did get some stuff here as far as video game news goes. So we're going to jump over to the main doc, guys. You can close out the E3 doc.
Quick shots.
No, we're not in quick shots yet. We're getting there.
We got 12 minutes.
I know. Right? I know. We're going to get there. Just give me a minute. We're going to cover
everything shuts down.
We're going to cover a couple of these.
Sorry, I meant the video game news quick shot edition.
Yeah, pretty much that's what we're going to be doing. I'm going to cover some of these, not all of these. Like the Watchdog Legion leak, we can just get rid of that because we already talked about Watchdog Legion. So one of the big ones is if you are a fan of Telltale Games, you want to get yourself, and if you already bought the Minecraft Story Mode Edition, you want to make sure you download it before the 25th of this month. Telltale Games was bought out, or went under. They weren't bought out. They went under.
Fire! Fire! Fire!
Wow, I didn't mean to hit that.
Fire!
That was cool. That actually worked out perfectly. Yeah, so... Telltale Games went up in a blaze of glory, and all of their content, all of their games, everything is getting removed off of Steam. You're not going to be able to download it anymore, so download it now and get it installed before it's too late.
Oh, that's crazy.
$6.25.
I didn't buy it, so I'm okay.
Yeah. So I think they've already dropped off a couple of platforms.
What about Netflix? I wonder if it's still on there.
It might be.
Because that was pretty good. If you haven't gone through that, you should probably do it before it disappears.
I will. Destiny 2 is going free to play.
Yep. Ooh,
there's a link for that.
At the top.
I got it.
I don't recall.
Thank you, Anonymous Otter.
If they...
Or are you Anonymous Ifrit? Ifrit.
Who knows? I don't
it changed. He was Anonymous Sifri. Now he's Anonymous Otter.
I see Matt Kazmar.
Yeah.
I don't see the...
And then Anonymous Wolverine.
So that would probably be me.
The date of when this is happening. But I do know that they're going free to play. And from my understanding, all of their DLC up into current is going to be free as well, too.
Nice.
So
I might be more interested in Destiny.
Yeah, you're gonna want to get into Destiny 2 because with their expansion, their newest expansion, is gonna be free to play. You can rest assured, I'm jumping back on the game. So
okay,
everybody, get on Destiny 2 and start leveling up. Let's go! Come on, baby. Moving on. I'm never getting anything from GamesRadar ever again. God. we got a Jumanji game incoming.
Jumanji!
An actual Jumanji game is coming. And it's called Jumanji the Video Game. And it's same characters from the movie. You go through the world of Jumanji and you...
Which movie?
The new one,
I think.
The new one. It's based on the new one. Because they're coming out with
a
Jumanji.
That's okay, because that one was supposed to be a video game.
Because we have Jumanji, which is the Robin Williams, which is the board game. Then Jumanji 2.
The original one, yeah.
Then Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle, which is the sequel. And it's a sequel because they tied in the first with the second, with the new one. And then they're coming out with Jumanji 3. If you haven't already, follow Jack Black on YouTube.
Jablinski
Games. He actually did a little interview with, for the life of me, I can't think of her name.
Karen Gillian?
Thank you. Yes, did an interview with her.
Oh, yeah, while they were gaming.
Yep, on the set while they were taking a break. So this one I'm actually going to put a little bit more oomph in as far as the story goes. YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. A YouTuber got sentenced to prison. So this guy named Kanghoa Ren, 21 old, known to his followers as Reset, was sentenced to sentenced on Friday to 15 months in prison for his crime against the moral integrity of a homeless man. Pretty much what this guy did was he took apart a couple Oreos, shoved some toothpaste in them, and handed them to the guy to eat.
Yeah, no.
That's
If he had done that to his buddies,
I believe he also recorded it on YouTube and posted it.
Yeah, if he had done it to his buddies, it's one thing.
So I believe they demonetized him, demonetized his ass.
I hope so.
If they didn't deplatform him, and he's going to jail for 15 months, and he's got to give the victim over $22,000 in compensation.
Good.
That's what you get for being a
douchebag.
And depending upon what sort of YouTuber he is, that's a drop in the bucket. I hate to say it.
I think he was just more of a practical joker YouTube.
Yeah, he probably gets tons of views and.
Anyways,
I have to look him up now.
Bill and Ted News. This one I'm a little bit disappointed in. If you haven't heard, they cast the children of Bill and Ted for Bill and Ted 3.
Okay.
And Bill and Ted's children, let me see if I can find the name here. I thought I highlighted it somewhere on this other doc that I have open. They're going to be girls. Now, if you don't remember the original, the ending of Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, it was Little Bill and Little Ted were the name of the children.
Yeah.
Okay. And they were boys. So what happened now that in the third movie they're going to be girls?
I don't know either.
We're going to have to wait and see on that. The movie's called Bill and Ted Face the Music, and it'll be coming out, I think, next year or the year after. No, 8/21/20.
Well, and the kicker is as well is the fact that in at the end of that movie, like, they named their children for each other. Like, Ted's boy was named Bill, and Bill's son was named Ted.
Yeah, I get that. That part was obvious. But now they're girls, so and it's like Teddy and Billy or something like that. I'm not exactly
Wilhelmina sure. and Thora.
Yeah. Anyways, so moving on from that, Amazon Prime Day will be coming this year. And it looks like we're looking at July 26th. So break out your wallets, and it's going to be $36.
My wallet heard you talking about
Prime
Day.
Right after my freaking second paycheck.
July 16th. It looks like it's going to be July 16th.
Okay. Still after my payday.
July 16th, huh?
Yep.
Not July 26th?
Nope. Sorry. It was July 16th. I misread that. I get numerically dyslexic sometimes, so. That's not even dyslexic. The one turned into a two.
That's not dyslexic.
Whatever.
That's delusion.
And two more to go, and then we'll lock it up for tonight.
Okay.
If you haven't heard, the Russo brothers, Now, we talked about a Russo developing the Mortal Kombat movie, and it wasn't anybody of the Russo brothers. It was just a different guy named Russo.
Yeah.
But the Russo brothers, this time, the actual Marvel Russo brothers, are developing an animated Magic the Gathering series for Netflix.
Oh, I'm going to watch the shit out of that.
I
dropped the link. I am
going to watch that as well.
I mean, the Russo brothers, Magic the Gathering, and then you make it animated and they can do whatever the hell they want.
Exactly.
Yep.
It's going to be amazing.
Yep. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see what they do. We have been huge fans and players of Magic the Gathering for as long as it has been around, the Russos said. So being able to help bring these stories to life through animation is a true passion project for us. The series is simply going to be called Magic the Gathering and will tell an entirely new story that expands on the stories of the Planeswalkers.
Awesome.
So, that is awesome.
I don't see a release date. They have not announced a release date at this time, but it's coming.
That's going to be awesome. It's on that note, my kid wants to learn how to play Magic. I think I was going to show her this weekend, too.
That's awesome.
My daughter already knows how to play Magic, and she actually has her own deck, and I helped her build a second.
That's awesome.
And then the last but not least, Microsoft.
If you need any cards there, dude, I have like over 8,000.
Yeah,
no
Mike's got a lot, so. He's got like the ultimate deck builder's kit if you play Legacy.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So last but not least, our last story for tonight, Microsoft is making a body wash.
Xbox body wash.
Gaming lifestyle products have slowly but surely crept from the realm of clothing and specially designed furniture to food and drink. Perhaps you've seen Gamma Labs G Fuel, or God forbid, have actually tried it. Maybe you even own a coveted gaming chair. Well, Microsoft is getting in front of an all-new trend, gaming-oriented personal care products. By partnering with the brand behind Axe Body Spray, if you look at these bottles, you'll notice that they have an Axe look to them. They're going to produce the new Xbox-branded body wash, shower gel, and deodorant. The product line, because it will be exclusive to Australia when it launches in July, is branded under the Axe parent company Unilever's Lynx line, which is just the name for Axe in markets outside the U.S. Microsoft expects gamers to power up with Xbox Lynx products before leaving the house, presumably where they will do the absolute minimum required of them before returning home to game.
You know what that tells? You know what that the only thing that comes to mind hearing about that?
What?
Xbox is trying to tell gamers that they smell and they need to take showers more.
So what does it smell like? Microsoft said the answer is fruit, herbs, and various styles of wood. Lynx Xbox is a fresh scent of pulsing green citrus featuring top notes of Kaffler lime and winter lemon. Aromatic
smell herbal, like dirt because it smells better than your armpits.
Aromatic herbal middle notes of mint and sage and woody bottom notes of patchouli and clearwood. Patchouli and clearwood.
So it's going to smell like a hippie spilled his energy drink on himself?
Yep, pretty much.
A hippie ran into a hipster.
It looks like this is going to hit Australia first. No word if it's actually going to cross the Pacific to us. So, the Indian to Europe or anything like that. So, but I think that'll wrap it up unless we have anything else, guys.
Not that I'm aware of.
Think we can start building on next week.
Yeah, we can totally build on next week. So, but yeah, I mean, we got a lot done in the time that we did. So I'll go through this list, see what we didn't cover. We'll pick it up on next week. We would have had a lot more, but we ran into E3, so that kind of gummed us up.
E3.
So once again, I want to thank Rhythone and Fade the Black for joining us tonight. We're doing it an hour because we're going to be back next Friday at 9 p.m. Pacific with a new episode of The Noob Shelter. That's right. We're going to be doing this weekly from now on because we like you guys and we want to get out there and do things and have fun. So thanks for listening to us.
Can stay more relevant.
Exactly.
By doing it weekly.
So thanks for listening to us. We love you guys. stay tuned for a special end-of-show mix that I made for our friend, who's no longer with us because he retired, Mr. Reggie Philamines from Nintendo. Thanks again, guys. Have a good night. We'll see you next Friday.
Bye-bye.
Timmer.
It's not Timmer.
I gotta be honest with the community. I gotta be honest, right? I play all of the Nintendo games. I suck at Smash.
5 years ago, I stepped up on stage here at E3 and stepped onto something that looked a lot like a plastic bathroom scale.
My body is ready.
By now, you may have heard the news. I'm retiring. I wanted to reach out directly to you, the Nintendo community, because there's one thing I really want to say. Thank you. Thank you for your never-ending support and for your passionate love of Nintendo. We've got some important news if you're an owner of Nintendo 3DS or just thinking of becoming one. And really, if you're neither one yet, what's wrong with you?
At least I don't need a sword to kick ass and take names.
Canadians, they're the type of players I'm thinking about. That's what I need.
It's my job, it's Nintendo's job, to make sure we satisfy all the gamers.
For these past 15 years, I've been honored to be included as part of your family. Just as you understand that Nintendo always tries to put smiles on faces,
oh, yeah.
Well, let me tell you, you put thousands of smiles on mine.
All right.
Is that even possible?
Our teams will continue to surprise and delight. You know me as a gamer, so you can probably understand how incredible it's been to work at Nintendo. One of the signature experiences of my life. I leave in good health and good spirits, and believe me, my body is still there.
Forget about it. I'm just going home.
Cyberpunk.
The Noob Shelter is now offline. Please go to noobshelter.com/donate and give us your cash. If you don't, several goats will starve. No. Really. Seriously. I'm telling you the truth. Quickly. Go donate now.